Don't mess up in that.
Don't mess up in that. Yeah, for the moment.
Bad things happen.
But it's to me, it's like ejected to you. I'm so afraid of the stands.
You got to be close. Yeah, bring it in close.
Good evening. That's the guy in the chamber.
Kind of like that. Yeah.
Good evening, everyone. So it's my pleasure to share with you this evening two different videos So rather than speak to other, share with you other speak a little bit to our social media campaign as well as our social media. So you can go ahead and start with the first question.
Yeah.
Hey, everyone. I'm Dr. Susan Brown, superintendent of the Department of Human Services. I'm thrilled to be here today for the Department of Human Services. This platform will serve as a vital link between our district and the wonderful community we serve. Our Facebook page, as well as our website, will be your go-to resource for district-wide updates. From important announcements, such as the delayed foreclosure, to official statements, we'll ensure that you stay informed and connected. But that's not all. Next school year, we are excited to launch our new series, Safe Steps, ensuring a secure, smart, and school visit. Safe Steps takes you behind the scenes, shedding light on the comprehensive strategy we want to put in place to safeguard the physical and emotional well-being of everyone in our district. It's one of our stakeholder commitments to keep our students and community safe while fostering an environment of educational growth and excellence. By following our Facebook page, you'll have access to photos, videos, and timely updates. It's a platform that will help bring our community closer together and facilitate the quick dissemination of information. We are truly, truly excited to have each and every one of you. Together, we can celebrate the achievements of our students, share important news, and strengthen our sense of unity. So let's get connected on the Smyrna School District Facebook page and embark on this incredible journey together.
Thank you for letting us share that today. I can see that Dr. Lover is also in the audience. He was very helpful in helping with the consumer offer funding that we reported as we reported the video. So we're very, very excited about the video and the Facebook page is here out today or tomorrow. And we are just looking forward to connecting with our community in that regard. More intentional than what is doing. I'm really excited about that. So, we have the safety steps and more will be coming on our community. So, we're going to report in this school year. To be honest with you, it's not really good because everyone and I. And again, it's a wonderful opportunity for all of you to learn and grow. And so, just thank you to our parents, thank you to our teachers, our professionals, our administrators, students, everyone who helps to ensure that our students have come to our library, that we can receive every day. We hope that everyone has a safe summer. Don't forget about our meals out in the community in the summer, as well as our looking at meals and testing summer camps happening. So, instructions, still important to continue to work. And that concludes my
thank you very much. I want to thank you for the work that you work with me, and I've been looking to talk to you. Thank you so much.
That's better.
Yes.
Okay, thank you all very much for joining us. I'm going to call our open session meeting to be order on 3 at 7:17. We're going to stand for the meeting to the moment. Five changes to the agenda. All right, next item is formal public comment.
We have one. Bailey Bristol.
One second, I think we've got a okay, if you want to speak specifically to a student matter, we can move to executive sessions and give you privacy. Is that what you'd like?
Yes, please.
All right, so I need a motion to executive session. All right, I have a motion by Ms. Snell, second by Mr. Snow. I don't want to vote now. Mr. Hughes?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson, I'm Mr. Harris, 5-0. We're going to go into executive session. Okay, we have returned from executive session at 7:32. There are no items underneath 7 old business. Now we're going to 8 new business, 8.1 board minutes from our May 10th, 2023 meeting.
Madam President, I move to request 8.1 for the board minutes from the May 10th, 2023 meeting as submitted.
Second.
I have a motion on the table by Mr. Hughes, a second by Mr. Snow. I'll call for the vote now. Mr. Hughes?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Ms. Malley? Thanks for coming. Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
I vote aye. Motion carries 4-0-1 session. Item 8.2, approval of monthly financial reports. So what we can do about in the guidance of the financial statements for May, we will be reconciling at your end. I think we have like this. I don't anticipate having to be ready for early July. So I just want to provide a couple of updates of where I think you are after the close of May. On the revenue side, there are a few appropriations that we received from the state. There's something that was then what the board adopted in March. So we'll see some changes in the state of preparation for transportation, driver's education, and child safety grant. Pretty significant in total. Transportation down about $100,000, which is not just a contract that the state should be directing. In addition to the state side of things, as we're looking to close out the year, on some of the local operating units, we'll be seeing a request to level up some funding levels next spring. Coming down to a little better from last year, then you get to run the question. This year, we better last year than the beginning. We will also see a shift in maintenance and facility budgets. I mentioned before, there's two more periods together, being part of a supervisor. So he has the ability to sort of identify priorities. He has the capacity to bring the machine in mind, just an increased cost for the study supplies. That service, you will notice is a negative balance. There's a power bond anticipation note that we executed this year. We had one interest payment that came due in May. And we did not have any good investment in the flowers. We have a capacity to make funds for pretty wild off in the city. We will the anticipation that we have so far. These security cameras.
Yes.
Sometimes we have a state approved member. Any questions about
I'm going to be
Motion on the table by Dr. Wilson, second by Ms. Malick. I'll call for the vote now. But Mr. Hughes.
Aye.
Mr. Stone.
Aye.
Ms. Malick.
Aye.
Dr. Wilson.
Aye.
I vote aye. Motion carries 5-0. Next item is 8.3 school choice for the 23-24 school year.
Thank you. We have 17 choice applications for intra-district transfer, 14 choice applications for intra-district transfer, no school choice, inter-district school choice termination forms, and for intra-district school choice termination forms. There are 7 denied school choice forms for the 2023-2024 school year. It's the recommendation of the administration that the inter-district students, 1-17, the intra-district students, 1-14, the inter-district school choice terminations 1-4, and no intra-district school choice terminations be admitted under choice C.
Madam President,
move
6, 8.3,
school choice terminations 1-4, and school choice terminations 1-4. Motion by Mr. Snow, second by Ms. Malick. I'll call for the vote now. Mr. Hughes?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries 5-0. 8.4 scholarship awards.
This is just information for you all. You should be able to attend the event at the Thursday before graduation. So lots of awards given just for you to attend.
It's nice to see. All right, item 2.5, the July Board of Education Reorganization meeting date. So the date has to be before July, second Thursday, so it has to be before. Second Thursday in July, so it's in 2014. So, you want to do it with the fall, or you want to, you guys can make that date. Because the budget will be closed out on special not knowing the general assembly, Right, so the reorganization meeting may be July 12th at 6 p.m. at the table. And then you may or may not have a second meeting. And I'm sure we have, sometimes we haven't, so we'll decide. And then I can recommend that as potential meeting dates that you guys can sort of look at that. Because then the right, so that will just then consolidate and then we'll vote on then and then your meeting days and what items you may submit.
Do you want to send us the very meetings that I thought? And we need to start in such a short last weekend of them. And we would. There's no really value to do.
And there may be some personal items on there as well. If you can be putting names up along the way.
instead of all secretary and what that was pretty hard to walk in the area. And if we, you know, three programs in the bottom of this one meeting thing, that's sort of take that very thing.
Item 8.6, the fiscal year 2024 revenue and budget.
So in your packet, one correction to the second to last page of the packet. The header on the expenditure page for revenues is set by 23. You should be able to. So the information we have in the package today is proposing at this time the federal operating on the language of lane that we need to be able to the amount of revenues expected in this country projected for total $102,538,617 this year. To go through even the revenue items, I would anticipate at least two areas being rewarded for each meeting. That would be the permanent salaries that stay funded. Right now, we have projected a 5% increase for FY 2023. Who knows that those state increases are on 3 to 9%, but not 100% sure how the issue is 6% will be applied. There's a few times where there's a separate creation for special units. So if a percentage was something to do other formula salaries, that would have been worth it. The number that would be like the change.
So you're saying the bill of the 5%?
What is the total budget that actually achieved?
The total budget this year at $102,000,000. About $3,400,000 greater. And the majority of that is in the $3,000,000 from the state.
So the one of us to be in code is
It does not. We have until September of 2024 spent less than $3 million. We have either spent fully or fully encumbered on less than $2 million. But the S3 does have a balance, and that balance allows us to continue our own ownership. And we start the same thing, start to both program, voter, and the S1, S2, and we receive an utility grant. And we will fully fund one phase of the retention. The other area on the local revenues that we generally been conservative when they did have interest income on the estimate is conservative. And this year, we only started realizing interest in January of this year. There's been some fluctuation amount to month in the vendors of student care. So they're starting with a projection of 150,000, but I have to see what the two numbers are. We need to be able to adjust that. So we think about 20,000 be better for our students, but hopefully, it would be a better session. So there may be a couple of things in those ways. On the expenditure side, couple of areas again, we will be revisiting saving pushing salaries. We want to take a look at the salaries and telegraph some of those expenditure price between the salaries and on the commission design. We're just getting our request for next year, so we want first, and that's about 15,000 from the projection of the last and also perhaps in the nonprofit side is probably a bad situation, which is worse. And that's going to be the first thing to do. Any other questions?
I have one under revenue, pre-K provision.
Yes. If you'll recall, we did, if you'll recall, the revenue projection for this year also used some of the contingency that have been built up over time. So it's about $15,000 to $55,000 revenue generated currently. So we're expecting to get
This doesn't need to be approved. This is just for
The board needs to approve a preliminary budget before July 1st.
Okay. So it does. So it's not information. It's
motion by Ms. Snell, a second by Dr. Wilson. Call for the vote now. Mr. Seuss?
Aye.
Mr. Kuhn?
Aye.
Ms. Snell? Aye. Dr. Wilson? I'm voting aye. Motion carries 5-0. Next item is 8.7, recommended tax rates preliminary. I remember that explaining some of the changes in the tax rates year over year. General increase is about 1.06% in the U.S. There is a little bit of the tax rate of population includes the numbers that are needed for expenses, and that means the same space on the other check and match tax. Is slightly lower than last year. The ball part of the next checks last year was used for the enhancements throughout the state. We were one of the districts that fully reached that in your life. That means we're not going to do that on your school and your street. And then our tuition tax, it's a projection of the need for support of placement of students inside and outside the district. Debt service projection, this is here again with an estimate on the estimate change from last year. You know, to rather than anticipation, we notice this year for each portion of the stretching projects. So the debt service projection that was since now is about 3.2 million dollars. Next, we are that's to be sort of research. It's actually a total non reserve baseline. It is like a total. I didn't know it was. This is the sales to settlement ratio, which is really sure that the capacity done to the property to come in the other company is obviously standing out of the position. Finally, the populations that are presented was about 785 property tax for individuals, and that compares to the current year of 7 million census. That's maybe. I can say the reference in the policy relates specifically to the budget. So that's where the information comes from. So maybe around this 7.75. Any other questions or any questions? Thank you. And item 8.8, FMA Eastern States Exposition, September 13th, 17th, 2023. I have a motion on the table by Mr. Snow, a second by Mr. Spears. I'll call for the vote now. Mr. Spears.
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Mr. Mathis of Mallon?
Aye.
Dr. Bolton?
Aye.
Vote of aye. Motion carries 5-0. Next item, 8.9, Sprenna High School FFA National Convention and Expo, October 31st, November 4th, 2023. That's submitted.
Madam President, I move to approve item 8.9 SHS FFA National Convention Expo on October 31st and November 4th, 2023.
Second.
A motion on the table by Mr. Skews, a second by Mr. Snow. I'll have to put it down. Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Snell?
Aye.
Dr. Wilson? Aye. I'm raised 5-0. Next item is board policies, item number 9.1, board policy review. We have you.
Thank you for the opportunity to provide an update on our policy review. We do have several policies this evening. One being had 2 policies that are 100 severity. Second policy that we have been considering is policy 3.1, which is staff attendance. And then policy 3.1, which is school attendance, as for students. Disability policy is kind of a new policy. The staff attendance and school attendance are going to be issued 2.1.
You have to try to student attendance. You have a 5-hour that's straight April, right? And there's a differentiation motion for April. Okay. And then just a further measure of changes in the system.
thought we had meant that we didn't have dates. I think we get that. I feel like we need about date credit for time. Two and a half hours. They need a definition of absence.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. There any other questions? A motion on the table by Ms. Malick, a second by Dr. Wilson. I'll call for the
count. I'm going to amend the motion to resume the board's first and final reading.
Thank you. And I'll have an amendment by now and a second by. No, so they have, we just vote, right? We can just all move it now once you have the second motion. Okay, so I'll vote right now. Mr. Hughes?
Aye.
Mr. Stone?
Aye.
Ms. Aye. Dr. Wilson? So aye, motion carries 5-0. All our first reading provision final. Okay, so now we're voting on the amendment.
No, we're voting on the amendment.
Now we're voting on it. Paul, we're very happy. Excuse.
Aye.
Snow.
Aye.
That's not on. Aye. Aye. I motion carried 5-0. Okay. Next item is discussion 10.1. We so
I was just curious about everyone's opinion. They both might have raised their hand. They have been out later. That was a good point. I don't have any further discussion about that.
I like these. And she was like, the bar.
Thank you, Shandy.
Good job, Shandy. I'm done.
And these are affordable, right? We can take them to the other school in Chicago.
All right, thank you. Okay, so next item up for the session is our grading policy.
Yeah, so the discussion that I was looking for on this was more of a discussion around whether or not we should do a survey. We've been 2 years into our current grading policy, which was a change from the last one. And I thought it might be a good time for us to do a survey for our teachers as well as the community and parents of students on how well they've received it and how we can do it.
I'm open to the idea of it, but I think that we need to have two separate. I definitely want to accept that's considered, and that we make it required with our needs. And then I think students, it should go not actually the community, but it should go out to students that are enrolled in families.
Yeah.
Where we're supposed to be from, like either for these folder.
Yeah.
We did this for the
we did. So last year we did a survey for our elementary, which went to parents, and we did a secondary survey, which went between parents and students. And the secondary grading committee has met and had a secondary survey that they were planning to send out to parents and students again, but they were waiting for the release. So I definitely would like the input of the grading council as well to make sure that we're communicating the question appropriately to get the response to the data that we want to get.
When you say require, to how are you playing with the listening?
Oh, you can do it through the email.
I mean, you said you're required to respond to their emailing. Like, how are you going to find them? You know, commands and tell them to respond?
No, just if you leave it open ended, you're not gathering all the appropriate data, right? So if you just say, here, fill out the survey, you're not getting the entire picture of your staff and their input, right? So,
yes, I'm just curious on how we're going to give 600 teachers that will respond.
It doesn't have to be in the summer, no. It's just sort of
okay, or even the effort to stop. I mean, I don't know if I had a conversation earlier maybe the curriculum department and maybe things seem like every educator to respond is an option.
We can make it an option. Are we saying, like, we want you to fill out, we want your input, and it's required?
Yeah.
Like, why not with it? It's literally what they are required to do in the classroom. So why not gather their input and make it required? To me, I don't want people only in, if they're against the grade policy, only hearing those voices or only hearing positive feedback. You need to hear it from everybody. And so you make it required. We made things required of students. Why can't we make it required of our staff?
Well, we made things required of staff too, but I just worry about going, the first thing I think of is people having fear of repercussions if we make it so that their names aren't like you referenced earlier. Still feeling fun is quite there to where everyone feels fun, safe, and expressing themselves. Every person is different. So we might not get the actual, their true feelings if we make it for them.
From a teacher's standpoint, right? Like, underestimating the professionalism of our teachers, right? Like, they should be able to fill out a survey and adequately express their opinion and put their name, just like we ask our students.
Yeah, not necessarily agree with that. Just from personal experience, like when we grade superiors and things like that, those are always things that are done anonymously. And it makes people feel more comfortable in making those ratings. And I kind of associate that in the same way, in part.
I'm not sure what you mean by ratings.
Well, like in my job, my boss will send out a survey to everyone and rate me as completely anonymous. So you feel more willing to be honest.
Absolutely.
And I feel like this is not saying that it's rating a particular person or anything like that, but it is rating the system that we have strong opinions on. So why not make it anonymous so people feel more comfortable with it, but only send it to the teacher's emails so they have access to it through that smyrna.k12.de.edu.
One strategy is to have the principals have information with their names for the kind of custody money from the survey. That would be comps often one to under that principal.
Yeah.
But you want to get the name and so
I mean there's definitely certain ways, but you at least know that it was your teachers filling it out. And then if there is something that they come up with. Like, who do you follow up with if they have a valid suggestion or a valid concern? You don't have anything to follow back up on. So, rating one thing, and that is your opinion, you know, that is left to interpretation if you're grading it, but if we're asking our teachers how they feel about the grading system and where they are, I don't understand what the ramifications or the problem is of asking them for their name. Because you're not going to get, you're not going to know who hasn't done the survey if you don't ask for their name.
Speaking to your point about some of the time, you're going to have to reach out to them. This may be the step where they can put their arms and things. There is an unfounded issue.
Like, how would we retaliate against somebody expressing a concern about the grading policy, which is like,
well, I don't think
it's not about personal.
Yeah, I don't think that you would, but I think that it's clear to me that there's some people that feel more comfortable than others expressing their opinion on it. So,
but the federal rules on the initial position as well.
Right.
So we may another way facing talk as to say, oh, this is working right there, trash kids. And then she like, how dare you say that? You know, well, the world all comfortable.
Yeah.
We've heard it all at this point, so nothing can hurt our feelings. So
I agree like with Ms. Hall, like, that at some point we've got to trust each other. Like, we can't just go off of, you know, ballpark talk or parting on talk or side, you know, and it's just like, but how do you control if it's open-ended? How do you control everybody's response? And there are those that do not choose to fill it out, right? Or those that don't want to put their name on their opinion, because that's also sometimes a concern, that they're willing to share it amongst their staff, but they're not willing to release it, you know, at the administration level. So I think that this is a good step. I mean, it's just my personal opinion that if we're going to poll teachers, that we should make it required, that we get adequate data to make a decision. And that we just don't hear from either the positive side or the negative side. We need to have it all. And the only way to have everybody's or have 100% data is to make it required.
Yeah. I agree with actually having everybody that would be on a deal. I just worry about the name on every specific, whether or not we have the full truth of how it feels. That's all.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything.
Well, I like Charlie's idea, actually.
Maybe hold up and then have only the building print from the building,
right.
School send out the survey, and then they see the needs, and then they say 85% say
right.
They want to change.
Right.
And so even the building principal could, I'm saying, engage the names, but I mean, I think it's, in my opinion, that's the most effective way to have actionable data from the survey.
So just you're bringing up the I'm going to wait on the internship comments because it's going to be first anyway.
So, well, yeah, that's what I was on the internet. They like one another online. If you say you're bidding one dollar a survey, like how far along is that something that we presented to us that we can look at to, you know? You know, it's something that we could piggyback on or want to suggest us do it, and maybe we could come out of collaboration or.
I think that would be a great idea. Yeah, we could collaborate. I'll send you what we have and you can give us suggestions.
You have two prepared, one for staff and one for public students and families.
We have last year's staff. We have a couple different venues where we're getting this information, but yeah, I can send you both. Sure.
Now the staff one, did you send out one specifically to the staff last year?
Yes.
Okay. And what was your participation rate on that?
Off the top of my head, I couldn't tell you, but if it was 60%, I think that's high.
So that's where
I agree. The more data points, the better.
Yeah. So we'll move on to item 11, personnel. I have a motion on the field by Dr. Wilson and a second by Mr. Snow. Call for the vote now. Mr. Hughes?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Ms. Smalley? Dr. Wilson?
Aye.
I would like to announce the principal of the inside of the new school for the visiting place.
Thank you. I am truly grateful for this opportunity, so I really appreciate it.
We'll talk.
Thank you, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
All right, personnel. Oh, sorry. Item 12, personnel matter. Well, hang on. Madam President, I'm going to get the separate conditions for the first. A motion on the table by Ms. Snow, second by Mr. Snow. I'll call for the vote now. Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Ms. Mallon, aye. Dr. Wilton, I vote aye. Motion carries 5-0. Next item is 13, student matter.
I would like to ask that we table 2023-46 to the July meeting, if we could possibly, to June's conversation.
Madam President, I move to table student matter 2023-46 until the July meeting.
I have a motion on the table by Mr. Snow and a second by Ms. Mallett. I'll call for the vote now. So, Mr. Hughes?
Aye.
Mr. Snow?
Aye.
Ms. Mallett? Aye. I motion carries 5-0 to the table item 13.3, 2023-46.
Madam President, I move that we accept the recommendations to the board for student matters as listed 2023-34, 2023-47, 2023-48, 2023-49. 2023-50, 2023-51, 2023-53, 2023-54, 2023-56, 2023-58, 2023-59, 2023-60, 2023-61.
Sorry.
I have a motion on the table by Mr. Snow and a second by Mr. Hughes. Call for the vote now. Mr. Hughes?
Sorry.
Mr. Snow,
aye.
Ms. Mallett, Dr. Wilson, I vote aye. Motion carries 5-0.
Madam President, I move that we do not accept student matters 2023-55, 2023-52, 2023-55, 2023-57, with the nominations listed during this meeting.
Okay. I have a motion by Mr. Snow, a second by Ms. Mallard. I'll call for the vote now. Mr. Skews?
Aye.
Mr. Snow.
Aye.
Ms. Melanie.
Aye.
Dr. Wilson.
Aye.
I vote aye. The machine carries 5-0. We all entertain a motion to go into the executive session. After we come out of the executive session, we will not have any items voted on or discussed on me. So I'll entertain.
So moved.
Thank you all very much.